The Dayton City Commission recently passed a law effectively banning panhandling along 51 major roadways. It's not the first time the city has passed laws curbing the practice, and as WYSO's April Leslie reports, some legal advocates are already raising questions about the new pedestrian safety ordinance.
At the meeting, Mayor Nan Whaley is clear. The ordinance is not about panhandling.
Nothing in the new ordinance places any restrictions on the holding of the signs along the side of a roadway.
Whaley insists the aim of the new law is to protect pedestrians, but she also acknowledges that panhandlers might still be affected by it.
The city is concerned about the effect of the new ordinance on panhandlers. The city is engaged with partners in the community who develop creative solutions to the underlying issue that lead people to panhandle.
Despite these lengthy arguments about the intention of the law, it passed with little public debate among commissioners. It bars pedestrians from coming within 3 feet of any operating vehicle on 51 major roadways unless the vehicles are parked at the curb or on the shoulder. It also prohibits people from loitering on medians or traffic islands unless they're crossing a street. And it penalizes motorists who slow down or deviate from their lanes in order to interact with pedestrians violating the ordinance. Officials say there have been more than 600 pedestrian strikes in Dayton over the past decade, and the measure is needed to improve safety.
I don't think they actually really care about the people's safety. I think they just want rich people to be able to go downtown without having to see homeless people. That's what I think.
Dayton resident Joshua Petrie was one of several activists who spoke out against the measure at the meeting. His comments echo a debate that's played out before in the city of Dayton. Law professor and volunteer ACLU attorney Joseph Mead says Dayton and many other cities began actively exploring ways to contend with panhandling about 20 years ago.
Cities were concerned about investments in downtown and wanted to basically restrict people who were experiencing homelessness or had visible poverty from being downtown and potentially deterring visitors was the concern.
He says cities began addressing street begging in a variety of ways. Some restricted panhandling to certain hours. Some forced beggars to get permits. Others banned what they deemed aggressive panhandling. Dayton passed ordinances incorporating many of these tactics in 2011. That set of laws required panhandlers to register with the city, restricted the practice to certain daylight hours, and allowed police to jail violators. But in 2015, the United States Supreme Court ruled regulations like these were, in effect, violating free speech rights. The court's ruling prohibited cities from restricting speech based on content.
The 2015 ruling did not deal specifically with panhandling, but the lesson was pretty clear.
So in 2016, Dayton repealed its panhandling ordinances. But at the same time, the city passed a new set of regulations on what it called distribution, or the act of exchanging physical items like money or pamphlets. The laws prohibited, quote, aggressive distribution and stipulated that distributors could only approach vehicles stopped at traffic lights from the sidewalk, not on the roadway itself. Troy Daniels, the city's assistant legal director, says the ordinances, which are still in effect, are aimed at preventing dangerous behavior.
We had people who were entering the streets while they were approaching cars that are stuck at red lights. And the problem is that once the light turns green, suddenly they're just in the line of traffic. And we were having people that we were concerned would get hit. And so we passed those ordinances to protect against that.
But the regulations are complex. They're written in a way that was initially confusing to some police officers. So the city held training sessions to boost enforcement. Daniel says Dayton's pedestrian safety ordinance, the one that was passed late last month, expands on those 2016 regulations. He says they're aiming to strike a balance between ensuring safety and protecting free speech rights. The law does not prevent pedestrians from holding signs, nor does it restrict what those signs say. Joseph Mead, with the ACLU, says Dayton's law is a thinly veiled panhandling ban, and that the city's repeated attempts to curb the practice make it unique in Ohio.
Dayton has been sort of singularly focused on trying to get rid of panhandlers in a way that other cities realize, look, this isn't an effective use of our law enforcement. This isn't an effective use of our legal department. This isn't an effective use of our city council's time. We should be looking for solutions that aren't just throwing people in jail.
Mead suggests these kinds of laws, ones that officially target public safety but that may also reduce panhandling, could spark a larger trend among cities. It's unclear whether these laws could withstand potential future legal challenges. For now, it will be up to Dayton police officers to determine how to best enforce the new regulations. For WYSO, I'm April Leslie.